Well, let's move on now and look at some of the legal ramifications of the pandemic. And state premiers and police are being urged to write a guarantee into law that COVID check-in data won't be used for unrelated crime-fighting purposes. Law enforcement in several states have requested, and in some cases been granted, personal information gathered through the QR code system at venues nationwide. It's been labelled self-defeating amid fears that it will crush confidence in the system at a time when it's set to become more important than ever. David Lipson reports.
That little square with black and white patterns is now on the door of almost every indoor venue in the country. The QR code systems set up by state and territory governments have been crucial for contact tracers, rapidly identifying who's been in a venue of concern. Indeed, regular reminders are issued by premiers and chief ministers as to the consequences of not using the check-in system. Here's the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk this morning.
Use that check-in app, and I'll remind business owners again, please make sure people are checking in before they come in and use your services. And that is keeping Queenslanders safe.
And as vaccination rates improve, QR codes will continue to be a crucial tool in keeping a lid on outbreaks as they occur. As outlined by the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian in recent weeks, QR code check-ins will also soon integrate vaccination certificates so venues can decide whether to exclude the unvaccinated.
People will be able to do everything at the one go. They'll be able to QR code, they'll be able to demonstrate they've been vaccinated.
But it's not just health officials with eyes on that treasure trove of data the check-in system collects.
Law enforcement, when there is data somewhere that they can access that helps them, they naturally want to access it. That's a part of their job.
Lucy Kraholtseva is the executive director of Digital Rights Watch, and she's concerned at reports police have sought to access the health data on at least six occasions for unrelated crime-fighting purposes. It's understood it's been granted at least three times, once in Queensland and twice in Western Australia, which led that state to ban police from accessing the data.
It's a huge issue. And the government, when they say that data isn't going to be used for one purpose and it ends up being used for that purpose, it's an irreversible, I would say, a hit to public trust.
In terms of digital protection, she says the federal government's COVIDSafe app is best practice, with strong protections written into law to ensure police and intelligence agencies can't access it. It's somewhat ironic, isn't it, that the federal government's COVIDSafe app had such strong protections, the problem being no one's using it.
Yes, because there were exactly those fears around the federal level one that intelligence agencies and law enforcement would use it to construct patterns of locations of where certain people are living, who they're meeting, where they're going, where they're spending their time. So there was a huge uproar. And at the federal level, that was a really robust discussion. But obviously at the state level, it hasn't been like that.
The federal government's also hyper aware of the tenuous trust people put in authorities in order to keep them safe. Senator James Patterson is the chair of Federal Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee.
If police keep accessing or attempting to access this data, I fear it will undermine the public's confidence in these apps and lead to much less checking in, much less use, and that will ultimately make our public health response less effective.
Is there any particularly heinous crime that you could imagine supporting the police use of this data?
Well, the good thing is that the Parliament has provided federal police and state police with many other tools to tackle those heinous crimes. We've given them power to get into people's mobile phones with a warrant. We've given them power to access metadata if they need to. There are so many other tools available to them. It's hard to imagine an instance where a COVID check-in is going to be the decisive piece of evidence that allows them to convict someone of a crime.
So do you want to hear an assurance then from all the state premiers that they won't be using this COVID data for crime fighting?
I think they should. I think they should be reassuring the public that the only purpose this will be used for is tracking down and tracing COVID, not any other purpose. And you can have complete confidence, whatever your concerns about privacy, using these apps.
That's Government Senator James Patterson, ending that report from David Lipson.